Speaking of fabulous local joints, we know that the coronavirus pandemic has changed the hospitality industry. We don't know how permanent those changes will be. We also know that it's shown us how beholden some of those restaurants are to the larger delivery services. Well, our next guest has launched his own food delivery platform, Providor, and he's here to tell us about it. Good morning to Shane Dilley, a Melbourne restaurateur and head chef at Maha Restaurant, head of Maha Go, which is going great guns at the moment. Good morning, Shane.
Morning, Kate. How are you, Quarters?
Very well. Providor, D-O-O-R. Tell us about it.
Well, Providor has been given life, I suppose, out of this disaster that we're in now with the coronavirus. I actually started working on Providor about 6 months ago and thought, geez, it's a pretty hard slog in hospitality. We have to try to find ways to get our product out to people a little bit more easily. But, you know, I kind of started it, put it away, and then thought I'll get to it a bit later because right now I'm just in the grind of trying to make a buck and keep our staff employed. And then when coronavirus hit, we had a lot more time, and I thought, well, now's the time to get it moving. So basically what it is, it's an industry-led initiative. I mean, I'm a hospitality lifer. It's a food delivery service that's going to capture 30 kilometres of the CBD. So, you know, your traditional food delivery things do hot food, they do 5Ks, and it gets there, it might be tepid, it might not be, it might get there, it might not get there. What we're doing is we're taking in top-end restaurants. We're giving them an opportunity to really control the end user's result by cooking their food in their kitchens, chilling it down, packaging it all up, and then we'll get it out to them the next morning so people can actually enjoy that romance of cooking without all the hard work and keep the local industry alive.
How much?
How much to who?
Is it just added to the bill when you order something?
Well, no. So the consumer pays $16.50.
Yeah.
And that gets you out to, you know, all the way up to Mornington and Werribee and everywhere in between. And that's, you know, and the good thing about it, it's certified cold freight. So this isn't in the back of a car sitting there, maybe turns sour or not.
Yeah.
And Shane, can we go with different restaurants there? Because you're right. I think it's something that people have actually really enjoyed at the moment, that idea that you can, have that beautiful restaurant food in your home, that you do get to do a little bit of work with it because there's some sort of, I think, benefit in that too. Can we order an entree from Cumulus and a main from Sunder and a dessert from Maha?
You can, but the only thing is that we're not Amazon, so we're not centralising the packing order. All the restaurants are in charge of their own packing, so it does incur a different delivery fee per restaurant. But, I mean, when you think about home dining now, home dining's come back. I mean, the dinner party's back in a big way. I don't think it's going anywhere. I mean, you know, restaurants, you know, don't be fooled. You know, it's great for politicians to come out and say restaurants are open, but we're not really open. I mean, 20 people, 50 people, 100 people, they can say you've considered 1,000 people in there, no problem. But it all comes back to the one per every 4 square metres and 1.5 between tables. So the reality is if your local restaurant, you know, say like Maha East, you know, it's 40, 50 people, you know, squishy, now that's a 10-seater or a 15-seater, and, you know, there's no way restaurants are going to be able to survive doing that kind of stuff. I don't care. I think we should be putting social distancing in place. I think we should be taking as many measures as we can to stay safe, but the economic reality is that restaurants can't run their traditional businesses anymore. So we're going to have to find a way to diversify because we have to contribute to society. We have to pay our tax. We have to keep people employed. And the way we do that is finding new ways to get our product out.
Great idea, Shane. We wish you all the best with it.
Thanks, guys. Thank you.
Good on you, mate. Shane Dilley from Maha, who's behind this new idea, Providor. And it includes some great restaurants, Kate, like Flower Drum, Movida, Tipo 00, Maha Supernormal.
Huge.
So all the big names.
Provi, yeah. Providor, is the spelling on that one.